There's been a lot of talk recently about the pros and cons of negative gearing or what impact cutting student debt will have on the economy and housing market. So, to sort the wheat from the chaff, joining 101.5 again today is Daniel Hay, Director of Power to Brisbane Proprietary Limited, a local tax and accounting firm located in Caboolture. Welcome back, Daniel. Great to have you again.
Thanks, Debbie. Always good to be here.
Daniel, let's kick off with the big one. The university's Accord Bill has passed Parliament and it's wiping 20% of student loan debts. What's the story?
It's a major win, actually, for over 3 million Australians. The government new legislation cuts 20% off HELP and other student loans, which includes HECS HELP, FEE HELP, VET student loans and apprenticeship support loans. It actually adds up to about $16 billion in debt gone.
That's huge. And this is on top of the indexation cap from last year.
Exactly. They've already capped indexation, so it can't exceed wage growth. That saved another $3 billion. So together, those changes will reduce total student debt by more than $20 billion.
Daniel, why now?
The government's recognising that many Australians, especially under those under the age of 35, are doing it tough. This is a critical time for saving, buying a first home or starting a family. So less debt means more breathing room.
Do people need to apply?
No, they don't actually. The ATO will apply the reduction automatically based on your loan balance as at the 1st of June 2025 before indexation. So no action needed.
Geez, that's great. Let's move to housing. Labor is reviewing negative gearing. What's on the table?
They've been looking at whether negative gearing is still helping the housing market. There's talks of limiting it to new builds or capping how many properties it can actually apply to. So the goal is to ease pressure on first home buyers without hurting the rental supply.
So investors might feel the pinch?
Potentially, yes, but it's about finding balance, making housing more accessible while keeping investment viable.
And finally, the ATO's changes to MyGov tax returns. What's happening there?
We're seeing the ATO is tightening up on deductions on those self-lodged returns via the MyGov platform. We're hearing that the ATO are actually removing claims automatically that don't meet the typical thresholds. So it's part of their crackdown on errors and overclaims by taxpayers.
So if you're filing through MyGov, expect fewer deductions?
Exactly, especially for things like home office, work-related travel. If your situation's complex, it may be safer to use a registered tax agent.
Good advice. Daniel, thanks for the insights. That's a lot of change in a short time.
It is, but staying informed helps everyone stay ahead.
Absolutely. That's Daniel Hay, Director of Power to Brisbane Proprietary Limited. As always, great advice, current, that's what we love to hear. Thanks for joining us again in keeping our community connected and informed. And check out that great advice again on the podcast on 101.5fm.com.au.